What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Gaethje's fight's right around the corner, right?
Yeah, I think he is.
I think it's coming up quick. We ought to go to that. Isn't that like Vancouver or someplace cool?
Your passport's back now, right?
I've had my passport back.
Yeah, we missed out on Toronto. We missed out on a couple out-of-the-country experiences.
So make a decision, but you stand by that decision.
That's let's right. Let's go to Greenland. And
once you buy it.
Yeah, let's buy it. We'll make a UFC Performance Institute, and we'll develop fighters for like Vikings and stuff. Like
I got a better.
Barbarians.
No. Mike Tyson opened up that pot farm in California. You've seen that, right?
He smokes like $40,000 worth of marijuana a month, allegedly.
Right. Well, it's like a, you don't want to say the WDW word. It's like an amusement park, you know, for weed.
Right.
So let's build a pizza park in Greenland. It takes up the entire island.
Well, I just put the pizza park inside the weed park. They go hand in hand.
That might be okay.
Oh, they're calling right now. We got our first client, customer.
All right. So you said you had something to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, you're talking about, I was talking about the Ronda Rousey, legitimate athletes, badasses, if you will, become actors, or actors pretend to be, martial artists on film. So there's a little website called Screen Rant, and they have 25 actors or actresses, and they've listed if they're a legitimate tough guy or action star on TV only, like not a tough guy. So I've got a list of 25 famous people, and I was going to just read down the list and let you guess if they're a legit martial artist, if they're a legit badass on earth, or if they just play one on TV.
Okay, so me saying yes, meaning they are a mixed martial artist or they're just a badass?
Yeah, so they're legit, like awesome, like fighter, tough guy, badass, could beat you down, win a fight.
I got you. Right?
So starting with number 25, legitimate tough guy, yes or no? Sir Christopher Lee. You know who that is?
No.
He holds a Guinness Book of World Record for the most acting films in more than 240 movies. He was in Count Dracula, Star Wars, The Man with a Golden Gun. He looks like a wizard. Looks like a dirty wizard, like a Lord of the Rings guy.
I'm going to say yes.
He is indeed a legit tough guy. He was a World War II and British SAS and SOE. And so, yeah, he is 24. Is a tough guy or not tough guy? Vin Diesel.
He's a tough guy.
He is not, according to Screen Rant.
I'm going to say he is because he hangs out with Rico Rodriguez. No, seriously. They're best friends.
Okay.
Which I would think, and I'll text Rico during the next break. I'm going to say that he has trained. You keep talking, and I'm gonna text Rico now.
Well, he says tough only on screen. Number 23.
Yep.
Mickey Rourke.
Oh yeah, of course he is. He's a fighter. That was stupid.
He is definitely a legit tough guy. Number 22, Hugh Jackman, the Wolverine, X-Men.
I'm leaning towards, I think this is a setup. I'm leaning towards saying no. So I'm going to say yes, he is.
He is not. See? He's only a tough guy on screen.
I knew that. All right.
All right. Number 21, legitimate tough guy, yes or no, Danny Trejo.
Oh, 1,000%.
He is a tough guy. He did 10 years in San Quentin.
Yeah, he did.
He was a professional boxer. Right. And
he won a title in prison.
That makes you a legit tough guy.
Yeah, I mean, not that he fought, another inmate. Somebody, they set up a fight in prison for him to fight. I had the, and I'm going to say honor. I did interview him once.
Really?
Yeah, I liked the guy. He was a cool dude, but yeah, 1,000% tough dude.
All right, number 20 on the list. Tough guy or not tough guy, Sylvester Stallone.
Not Rocky Balboa, but Sylvester Stallone. I know that he's taken enhancers. I know that he did a lot of his own stunts. He did, you know, the, I'm going to regret this. No.
It says he is the only tough on screen.
So I was right.
Rocky Balboa, your boy.
Yep.
Number 19, along the same lines, Dolph Lundgren.
I think he has some martial arts background, so I'm going to say yes.
He is indeed. He is a tough guy. He holds a degree in, he holds a karate degree, a third degree Don black belt in karate.
I thought so.
And he was a European karate champion, 1981.
I'm going to pretend I'm the tool bag himself, Matt McLaughlin, and say that he had the honor of taking a picture with me.
As Ivan Drago, or did he as Dolph Lundgren?
As Dolph, just a couple weeks ago in Vegas.
Number 18, Roger Moore. Remember Roger Moore?
Yeah, I know Roger Moore, 007. Okay. I'm going to say no.
He is not. He is. You are correct, Randy Harris. He just played it a tough guy on TV. Actually, he had a phobia of guns. I guess he had a malfunction with a gun at some point and became scared of the stunts. And they say if you watch carefully, you can see his eyes shuddering when he prepares to fire his weapon in some of the movies. Number 17, legitimate tough guy, yes or no, Steve Buscemi.
And who is that?
He's the weird, crazy looking eye guy. He's in
all the Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, that guy.
The guy, but deeds. I'll take. I'm gonna say. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he gets that. He was a fireman. For the 80s, he was a first responder. He was there, for the 9/11. Helping people, so yeah, he definitely deserved the title. Number 16, your boy, the wax figure himself, Steven Seagal.
Unfortunately, as much as this is going to make me throw up a little in my mouth, I'm going to say yes.
It says he's only tough on screen.
Oh, come on, he trains all the time.
Well, it says he has a seventh Dan black belt in Aikido.
How can you not? Oh, my God. This list up.
This is called Screen Rant. This is a list of 25 actors who, to see if they're really tough guys in real life. Like, this is what they perceive in real life. Is it just a role on TV to look like they're tough, or could they really fight in the real world?
He's a third degree black belt.
Seventh degree Don black belt in Aikido.
He's a third degree black belt two times over, plus one.
Somebody got an A in math.
I mean, he's a tool. And
I didn't make the list. Don't be mad at me.
Yeah, I just think it's ridiculous. As much as he's a phony and a fake, and he's still legitimate. Come on. Right. He taught Anderson Silva how to kick people.
Did he win the title? Did they give him the belt?
I think he took it.
Well, he took it. He's on this list, he only made tough guy on screen.
Okay.
Number 15, Sean Bean. You know who that is? Game of Thrones star.
No, I have no idea who it is.
They gave him the title. They said he was a tough guy. Okay. Number 14, Liam Nelson or Neeson?
Yes. But don't tell me that he only plays a bad dude on screen.
It says he's tough only on screen.
Really?
The Batman Begins, the Dark Man.
Right? Wasn't he Taken?
Taken franchise. Yep. Brian Mills. Number 13. Legitimate tough guy or not, Ronda Rousey.
Come on. Go on.
Of course. It says she's a legit.
Yeah. I so badly wanted you to say no.
Number 12, Harrison Ford.
God, I think this is a... yes.
It says he's tough only on screen.
Yeah. I was going no, and I figured you were trying to bait me.
Michael Jia White. You know who that is? He's a Toxic Avenger 2. He's a Brooklyn native.
Yes.
He is, and probably the most decorated. He has seven karate disciplines he holds a black belt in. Like, literally all of them. He's won more than 25 martial art titles, including the North America and U.S. Open titles. And he is legit badass. Number 10, Ben Affleck.
No.
Correct. Correct job. That was pretty easy. Number 9.
Wasn't he the guy that did the movie about he couldn't turn left? It was like he was a dancer.
I don't know. I know he did Batman. I mean, I don't know if the Batmobile turns right or not. Maybe it was a NASCAR.
Who's Affleck's buddy?
Matt Damon.
Yeah, it was Ben Stiller who did the movie I was thinking of, but I still got it right.
This guy, I don't know who this is. I guess his name is Audie Leon Murphy. Do you know who that is?
No.
I guess he was, yes, they gave it to him. He was a military guy.
Oh, yes.
Actor.
I'm going
to
say yes.
Number 8, John Wayne. Who is that? The grandfather of your boy?
Tommy Morrison. Tommy the Gun. I'm going to say no.
He was not. He was only tough on screen. Unbelievable. Number 7, James Doohan.
Who's that?
Star Trek, Scotty. Played Scotty on the Star Trek series.
Yes.
He is a legit tough guy. He was a military guy as well. He killed 2 Nazi snipers while leading his platoon up the mine beaches. But later come on friendly fire and got shot 6 times. He lost a middle finger in the result. That's a pretty bad dude. Number 6.
Rhonda wanted to duplicate that.
Yeah, it looked like Rhonda Rousey's going to star in the Star Trek series. He can do the little, what do they call that? The Spockinator? What are they, the hand thing?
The Vulcan.
The Vulcan, that's what it is. Robert De Niro.
No, he just thinks he is.
Right, correct.
Okay, where are we? How many left?
We got 5 left. James
Stewart. Hold on. We'll save the 5 because do you think our next guest is or isn't a badass?
I think she is.
Okay, well, Johnny Bedford's not going to be happy that you just said
it. Not that guy. I thought it was Watterson.
I can't wait until Johnny comes back into Torta Pizza. It'll be a lot of fun. So let's go out to your 2 belt holder, Johnny Bedford, as we're going to talk about the return of Bare Knuckle coming to Tampa in a couple weeks. Johnny, how are you? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Still me?
Johnny, can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. We've hit the right buttons. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. So I have been told, and I don't know if you've been told, but I've been told that you are going to be on the Tampa card. Can you confirm that yet?
I cannot confirm that. You make me a very happy man today. He's my next phone call now, obviously. We talked at the beginning of the week that he had plans, and he let me know this week. So I don't know when you last spoke to him, but that makes me a very happy man.
Okay, well, that'll kind of put a curtail on some of this stuff. And, you know, you and I sat next to each other at the last event in Biloxi, and I almost know the answer to this, but do you care who you're fighting? I know that you want Artem, but if it's not Artem, do you care? Is it you just want to get back in and fight?
Yeah, I want to. I think I've said it all along. I think I'm tailor-made for this sport. I think I'm really, really hard to beat. I think I can, you know, whoever they put in front of me, it's not going to be a fun night for them. But at the end of the day, it's a business. And, you know, I'm 36. I've done some pretty cool things in my career, you know, being in the UFC and now, obviously, the bare knuckle world champ. Those are all great, but I need to leave here with something more than just belts and memories, and I need to leave here with something financially that's gonna, you know, affect not only my life but my kids' life. You know, I it's more than these 25-year-old kids that I'm training all the time that they look at $5,000 like it's this astronomical number, and I'm like, oh, that doesn't pay for college tuitions or mortgages or anything like that. So who do I want to fight? I want to fight the big name fight. That's what I want. It's not that I dislike Artem or I dislike anyone. I just want a big marquee matchup. I think I've put myself in a position to, I'm not entitled, but I think I do. You know, I think I do deserve it. And I've done everything I said I was going to do for the company. I'm the only man that's undefeated. I'm the only guy with 4 wins. And I'm the champ. And I've said it all along that I'm going to be the face of this promotion. So Artem would be the ideal fight for me, obviously.
Play devil's advocate for a second, Johnny, and what do you think, if it's not Artem, if for some reason Dave Feldman and the rest of his team decide it's not, what would be against that? Why do you think they wouldn't want you to fight Artem?
Wow. The bare bones honesty is I'm not a flamboyant person, I guess. You know, I'm very good at talking the smack and doing that. I can be promoted. What I've not done myself is promoted myself all along. The playing devil's advocate, I could see them wanting a bigger draw. You know, obviously, I'm sure Artem's not cheap. And they need people to tune in and buy a pay-per-view. I say that with a grain of salt because I think that I'm super marketable. I think they could promote me. I think I'm exciting to watch. I think I just said it. I talk smack better than most. And I back it up. And, you know, if I need to get loud on Twitter and Instagram and just to get people to talk about it, then so be it. I'll do whatever it needs to be. That would be the devil's advocate side, is they're looking for the Paulie Malignaggi that's going to bring this whole wave of new people into the sports. And I understand that. It just like it's a business for me, it's a business for them.
Sure. Do you have a problem with, because I have to be honest, I do to a certain extent, that's what a lot of organizations, whether it's the UFC or Bellator or Bare Knuckle or, you know, WWE for that matter, that the talkers, the junk talkers, you know, tend to get those fights. And the guys that are athletes that just sit back and do their job and come, you know, to fight and do what they're supposed to do, sometimes don't get the fight because they don't talk smack and they don't get everybody's blood boiling.
No, it's true. It's the UFC is the prime example, but you can take it down to even like the regional scene, the smallest shows here in America. They're going to take care of the kid that sells the most tickets for them. They're going to take care of the person that sells the most pay-per-views for them. I understand it. It's a business, and people, they like that. They like the smack talkers. They like the Conor McGregors. And because of Conor McGregor, now Artem's got a 500,000 Instagram followers. So now he's not cheap to get to show up to your business. So good for him. So, you know, we can go back to that same subject. I think that they made him the face of their promotion. I think he deserves it. I think him and Jason Knight, what they did, you know, a lot of people relate it to the Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin fight for the UFC. Those two guys beat the hell out of each other. It was awesome. I think they're afraid I beat him. And I don't have a 500,000 Instagram followers.
Right.
Because I think I beat him pretty easily. I think I'm the best guy in that whole roster. And going up to 145 is only one weight class for me. I'm a really big 135er. And I think I match up really, really well with Artem Lobov.
So do you think in order to get this fight, not only, you know, you talking to Dave Feldman and doing it that way, but your followers, the Randy Regime followers, the MMA followers, the Bare Knuckle followers, need to also tweet, try to get some interest in you versus Artem?
Please. Yes. I'll put it out today. Let everyone know that yes, for anyone listening, please let Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships know that the fight to make is Artem Lobov and Johnny Bedford. People are calling for the Knight rematch. Jason Knight, people are talking to me all over Instagram and Facebook, calling me out. And I'm not afraid of Jason Knight, but I think I'm in a position that I deserve a bigger matchup than a guy who's 0-1 in bare knuckle fighting. Now, his 0-1 was a legendary fight. I give him all the credit in the world. The dude's tough as nails. I don't take anything away from Jason Knight. Jason Knight's going to be a ticket seller in Biloxi, Mississippi. He's not going to sell 100,000 pay-per-views.
Agreed. No, I totally agree. You know, I do need to let you know something, and I don't know if anybody told you this. And Matt, you know, the story that I just told about the airplane and I was willing to and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Johnny Bedford may not know that I didn't confront Anthony Rumble Johnson, but I refused to let him sit in Johnny Bedford's seat when Johnny Bedford went to go get a drink. Did you know that I would not allow him to sit in your seat?
I did. You're the best bodyguard for a seat ever. You can keep a Rumble. If you have the guts to tell him no, that obviously says a lot about you.
Rumble came over and he just grabbed the seats. I'm like, no, no, these are saved. And he kind of looked at me. I said, yep, they're for the champ. And he went to another seat. I'm like, thank God. Because all he had to do is just like look at me and I probably would have ran away and stuff.
That's funny.
So how quickly do you need to know who the opponent is, or does it not even matter? If Dave Feldman is saying that you are on the card, do you need to know, or do you, you know, when that gets worked out, it gets worked out, but now you know you're fighting?
We'll be ready to go October 19th. Yes, I would like to know whom. I would like to, you know, for multiple reasons. It's a business, right? I got to build hype to the fight. So I'm the king of talking smack for bare knuckle as well. So I'm gonna do a lot of that. And obviously I'm gonna game plan. You know, fighting Artem and fighting a southpaw would be a different game plan. You know what I mean? Sure. For example, and that's just we gotta figure it out. You're telling me I'm gonna fight October 19th. I'm gonna come ready to fight on October 19th. That's for sure. I'm excited. Yeah, let's work out the details. Tell me who. Let's figure out a dollar amount, and I'll put on a show. I promise that.
So that'll be October 19th, and then I'll set it up where you don't have to park six blocks away and walk to the beach. I'll get it where you can be dropped off on the beach. You can take your photos. You can go swim. You can do whatever you want, and then you'll be picked back up on the beach and taken back to your hotel or whatever.
Look at that. Look at that. Like red carpet rolled out for me. Thank you, Randy.
That's what we will definitely do. As always, Johnny, thank you for your time. I'm looking forward to you coming back to Tampa. We'll get you back in, you know, make some more pizza, have a good time. But first, get you back in that squared circle and defend a belt or go up and win another one.
That's a good one. Thanks for having me, Randy. Always a pleasure. Have a great day. Thanks for your support, everyone listening. It's very much appreciated.
We will talk to you again soon. That is the champ, Johnny Bedford. I have been told by the president, Dave Feldman, that he will be on the Tampa card. The only thing that I find humorous or semi-humorous is Johnny Bedford doesn't know that yet.
Right. But, that was a shock.
So we'll
you're always breaking news, Randy. You're like, you know everything going before it actually happens.
You know, and I'm not saying this because I consider Johnny Bedford a friend now, but I think that is the fight to make. You know, and if Artem Lobov is making the type of money that we're assuming, and Johnny Bedford wants to be paid more than what he's been paid, but possibly not what Artem is making, wouldn't you possibly want Johnny Bedford to come in and not only fight, but possibly beat your guy that's being paid heavily? You know, I'm taking the other side of it.
Well, I do like Johnny's approach. I mean, he's going after Artem's number one guy, Conor McGregor. And have you seen the Facebook meme where it says, anyone that punches a 67-year-old man over some blank whiskey needs to get his ass kicked, and I'm just the guy to do it.
His butt—he's going to get his butt kicked.
Yes, his donkey kicked. Okay. So, Johnny's starting to learn the game and starting to learn the role and how to fight back and to build hype and to call out the number one guy and his sidekick Artem. So he's doing his part, and then hopefully Dave and the rest of the bare knuckle guys see the value and make it happen.
We are still waiting for the return text from Rico Rodriguez about Vin Diesel. I'm going to still say he is until Rico tells me differently. Let's go hit this break. When we come back, hopefully Michelle Waterson finishing up her Tampa Bay tour as she gets ready for October 12th and her fight against Joanna. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone, coming to you live from the Staff Zone International Headquarters.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. Beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack, boom, bam.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
three vehicles, six competitions, where every athlete is in it to win it. Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, presented by official partners America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, Metro by T-Mobile, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Get your buy three tickets, get one free savings coupon from participating Metro by T-Mobile locations. Restrictions and exclusions may apply. See savings coupon for details. Don't miss this live event that's fun for all ages, coming to Emily Arena August 24th. UFC heads back to Tampa on Saturday, October 12th, with Joanna Jędrzejczyk facing Michelle Waterson. See UFC Fight Night at Amalie Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala, featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at Tux's Tales. Tampa.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hey, this is Chris Isaac. You're on Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Many of you don't remember, but Randy Harris was a three-time welterweight champion of the United States. And here he is, Randy Harris.
So does that mean I can make your list?
The three-time what? The Golden Corral champ?
I want to be Y2J Chris Jericho. You just made the list. All right, so let's finish up your five.
Top five, according to ScreenRant.com, these are the actors who are or are not tough guys in real life. Coming in number five, tough guy or yes or no, James Stewart.
Yes.
He is a tough guy. He was a veteran, Vietnam War, World War II, all-around tough guy, squadron leader, and led his men into bombing raids over Germany. Number four, Tom Hardy. Didn't you say he's coming back to fight again?
That's his cousin, Dan.
Ed, I love his clothes. Ed's got the style.
Who's Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy was in Mad Max, Fury Road. He was in The Dark Knight Rises, Bronson.
Never saw any of those, and I have no idea who he is, so I'm going to go with no.
He's a tough guy on screen only. Coming in number three, Ed O'Neill.
Well, before I give you the no-brainer answer, does the order mean anything, or they just randomly pick 25 people?
I believe they're just random. I believe they're just random actors. I don't think they're any specific order to this. But Ed O'Neill being number three, it may be ranked.
Yeah, well, then Ed O'Neill would be one, because Ed O'Neill is a bad dude.
And he is a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy. Number two, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck's co-host or sidekick.
I'm going to say, I think this is a trap. So I'm going to be wrong. I'm going with no.
He is not a tough guy.
Oh, I got it right. Yeah, I figured that was a loop, you know.
Okay. And according to ScreenRant.com, the number one tough guy or not tough guy, Mark Wahlberg.
Ah, tough guy. Come on.
Yes. He reminds me a lot of Nate Diaz. I mean, it says at age 15, he was known to the Boston Police Department.
Yeah.
He was selling drugs and fighting and getting in trouble. And now look, you know, fast forward, you know, to today, you actually get paid top money and become a needle mover in the UFC by those same qualities.
Yep. No, I thought that was, well, again, because I know, you know, Wahlberg, and I watched it. It's one of my favorite TV shows, by the way. Wahlburgers.
Wahlburgers. That's because it's food-based. Like,
well, it's not that it's food-based. It's, I relate to that. You know, like, I was up late last night doing some stuff for Staff Zone and getting ready for the trip to Atlanta because I have to do this dinner thing tonight. God, I hate it. And I'm being sarcastic because it is the best steakhouse in planet Earth. And that's why I came to Atlanta that tonight and, of course, the Queen concert tomorrow. But I'm not in the Tampa Bay area, but you know who is?
The Karate Hottie.
She is. Michelle Watterson doing some media throughout Tampa Bay. I was unfortunate to be in town, but we welcome her back to the show. Michelle, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Ronnie. It's a bummer I didn't get to see you.
I missed it. I'm sorry, but we will see each other soon. Before we get into it, please tell me you got the cupcakes.
I did, and I hate you for them because they were so amazing.
Well, so does that mean that I shouldn't send more?
You can definitely send more. My daughter will eat them up. But in camp, I probably won't be able to eat them. They were so good, though. Thank you for that.
Sure. We'll wait for after the fight, and Michelle got the cupcakes for doing the show in the Philadelphia fight. So what do you think of our city so far? Most of the stuff you've been doing, I think, is in Tampa, but you were staying over in St. Pete. What do you think of the Tampa Bay area?
Oh, it's beautiful. I wish I would be able to stay longer. But it's midweek. We're already in camp, and you know, my daughter just started school yesterday, so we got to get back to the swing of things.
How much does, and I know this is not your first time of being the main event, so, you know, a little experience in that, but how much does this take away, you know, from your training, doing some of the media obligations, taking a day and a half because you had to fly in and fly out? The advantage of doing it before obviously helps, but how much does that put, you know, take out of you?
You know, I think that if you're smart about it, and if it's done ahead of time, that you can work it into your schedule so that it doesn't affect your training, and that's usually the best way to go about it. It's part of the game, you know, especially headlining the show. There, you have more obligations, you know, with more leadership comes great responsibility. Is that what it is? I'm butchering it.
Oh, but it makes sense. You know, I totally get it. Tell us what it's like to be the main event. Obviously, you know, it's the last fight, so now you're sitting around all day. You come to the arena later in the afternoon. How much does that mess with your psyche getting ready to fight?
I actually think it's pretty cool to be able to come to the arena 8 weeks ahead and get a feel for the ground, you know, see what it's like to see the stage from up above, to smell what the arena smells like. Because honestly, the anticipation of the fight is one of the worst parts of the fight, and to be able to kind of get part of that out of the way and familiarize myself with the space that I'm going to be fighting in is great.
As you're preparing, and we're about 6 weeks, 8 weeks away, whatever it is, you know, and I always ask this fight week, but with it being this far off, what is it like? Is it like the anticipation of this time is going to be here before we know it? Or is it, I have plenty of time, let's do it slow? Which does it fall into?
I think it's a mixture of all those things. Like, you sign the contract, you're like, all right, yes, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to rock. And, you know, coaches are trying to rein you back so that you don't peak too early. And, you know, you're excited and it's far out enough, so you're trying to pace yourself. So it's a mixture of emotions.
When you or your management got the phone call and Joanna is next on the list for you, what was your first thought?
Let's rock and roll. Let's go. I mean, before they had matched us with Yuan, after my last fight, I was really trying to push hard to get a shot at the title right away. But that didn't end up panning out, and so I really am grateful that they gave me the next best thing. Honestly, to me, this is a championship fight. We're, you know, fighting in Joanna's, you know, town that she trains in. I'm not sure if she trains in Tampa, but she's out here in Florida. And
yeah, she's down south in towards Miami.
Okay, yeah, but you know, we're fighting for the main event, 5-round fight. There's against a champ, against somebody who was a champ the longest in my division. So to me, this is a championship fight.
How important is it, you know, no matter who you fight, but, you know, the name of the person? You know, a lot of times people don't realize who so-and-so is, and so they don't get the attention. But when it's a name that everybody recognizes, not only Joanna's, but yours as well, what does that mean when people instantly know both names?
Yeah, that means more butts in the seats. We're going to sell the show out. It's sad because a lot of people, just because they don't know you doesn't mean that you don't have the resume that you do behind you, you know? So I think that's part of the game that we as fighters need to recognize and, you know, on our own terms, try to build our name so the world knows who we are personally.
I have said for 30-some years that I've been on the radio and since UFC 11, which was the first UFC that I covered, it drives me crazy. It boggles my mind that people are not in their seats before the first fight. You know, you buy a ticket, and a lot of times the earlier fights are just as good, if not better, because it's people trying to get on, you know, the main card or whatever. So it just absolutely drives me crazy. Have you already started film work? And if you haven't, when do you start looking at, you know, closely looking at your opponent?
Yeah, we've definitely already started incorporating watching film on Joanna a couple
what's
weeks back.
Next, what's next camp-wise? Or is it, you know, every day is the same to get ready to prepare for October 12th?
No, you know, you have to be able to roll with the punches in any camp, really. And if you stay too rigid, then the fight camp can become really monotonous and you can lose inspiration and motivation really quickly having camp that way. So we have a set schedule, but there's wiggle room in every scenario. Obviously, like us coming out here to Tampa, we had to move things around. You know, sometimes in camp you get injured and you have to move things around. Sometimes you had a really, really hard session the day before and your body is telling you it needs to recover, so you have to just kind of roll with the punches throughout fight camp.
Before I let you go, how has training changed? How is it different last week, this week, next week as you're getting ready to fight Joanna in Tampa? By the way, tickets go on sale on Friday. We will give another pair away before you can even buy them later on today. But how has your training changed since the beginning, your first fight to for this fight?
I think the thing that has shifted the most is the amount of time I spend on my mental training. I do a lot of mental training now to connect my mind with my body more so than I did in previous fights.
What I need something so that I can text my buddy Scott back, Scott Yeager. Tell me something about Scott and Derek from Challenge Mania.
Tell you something about Scott and Derek from Challenge Mania. I don't know. What is... I'm sorry. I've had a long day.
Remember. They're involved with the MTV reality show that you were on. They do all the podcasts.
Oh, okay, gosh. I'm like going from MMA world to MTV world. Sorry. Tell them after this next fight, they put me on the next challenge, and I'm gonna win that too.
There you go. I will text them as soon as I'm off the air about that. Michelle, thank you very much. Thank you for coming to Tampa and Tampa Bay and kicking the media tour off. We're looking forward to having you guys back in town, and I can't wait for the fight. It's going to be fireworks.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you for those cupcakes. They were amazing. My favorite Happy Meal ever.
There you go. We'll send you more, I promise, after the fight. I won't send them until after your fight. Perfect. Thanks a lot. We'll see you in a couple months. Thanks.
Thank you.
That is Michelle Watterson, your main event, October 12th. And it really, truly will be here, Matt, before you know it.
Oh, it's going to be here in a blink of an eye.
And right after that, that's when I take the cruise, and I can't wait for that either. Oh, that's right. You won't even be here.
Yeah, I'll be in Rome. I'll be with real gladiators. I'll be over there in the Colosseum.
Do me a favor. Do your naked pizza thing over there.
I will. Actually, the street performers over there, I guess they're very aggressive. Like, yeah, they're, you know, you can't just, like, take a photo. They demand money. So I'm ready for a war.
That's what they do in Vegas.
Let's get it on.
First of all, if I have to tell you this again, you can't say that publicly.
Let's do it again.
There you go. Say something different. I can't afford the lawsuits, so that's stop. True.
I thought you were going to invite Michelle over to the restaurant. She's in St. Pete. Like, I got pizza for her.
She's leaving. They're headed
from
to
Denver.
The airport.
I can meet them at the airport. I got time.
Now, unfortunately, you'll be out of town, but I've already promised all the UFC pizza.
That's awesome.
You know, that week. So all the fighters will be coming out. We'll take pictures with everybody but you.
Well, since you make me stand on the end of the photo so you can crop me out whenever I'm not part of this network, I won't be missed.
Well, you know, I've learned that. You know, when my daughter used to work at Hooters, she made the mistake that she was on the end. So then when they put the frame on, the frame went over her.
Right. Oh, when my daughter started dating, I'm going to do the same thing for their boyfriend. Like, hey, stand on the edge. That way, when they're not in the picture anymore, literally and figuratively, then we'll never remember them.
It's, you know, I've tried to tell family members, and family members don't listen. You know, you can love them and all that stuff, and then they're gone, and then you have to throw the photo away.
Is Emily Harris a Michelle Watterson fan, since they're both sisters of the Hooters franchise?
It is a sorority.
It is. It is. It's a badge of honor, right?
I wonder if Michelle, more importantly, has the Hooters VIP card.
You are clutch with that. I mean, I've never seen one in real life, but I felt like a VIP with you.
Well, that's a lie. You have seen it in real life because you saw mine.
Well, yeah, I saw yours, but I've never been with anyone who had one. And the way people treated you, I mean, they were rolling out the orange carpet.
All right. True story. No, I'm lying. No, this is a true story.
So, be careful.
Well, no, you know, it's funny when you say that true story. What, like you normally lie? Or somebody says, you know, I'm telling you the truth. Oh, that means all the other times you're lying.
Right.
So this is the only time that I was even embarrassed. Okay?
Let's go.
So we go to a UFC in Atlantic City.
Okay.
And then we went to a Phillies game. It was Greg Hendrick, our Las Vegas correspondent, and myself. And then we drove into Delaware to watch another UFC. So it was, they were, I think, in Brazil or whatever. And we went to a Hooters, and they were showing the Hooters calendar something. And so, shockingly, I complained. And I said, you know, can you put the UFC on, you know, so that we can watch? Now, I didn't have my Hooters card. So I called home, and I said, text me a photo of the card so that I can use it. And they may or may not do it. So I asked for the manager. I said, I have a real quick question. I didn't remember, you know, my Hooters card. If my wife can send me a copy, you know, would you accept it? And you know what the guy said?
No.
He said, Randy, you don't need the card. I know who you are.
Wow.
This was in Delaware.
Wow, you're known in the Hooters franchise worldwide.
Well, he used to work at the original Hooters in Clearwater.
Okay.
So, right. And that's where corporate is, and you know everything is right next to them on Gulf to Bay. So
back up a second. Did you have them change the Miss Hooters International pageant so you could watch a bunch of dudes rolling around on the ground?
I did.
Oh, Brianna Smith, the champion of 2019, would be extremely disappointed to hear that.
Well, not if we went there to watch the UFC. Not if I called and said, are you showing the UFC tonight? Yes, we are. And we drove from Philadelphia to Delaware because it was the closest place that was showing it, 25 miles, whatever. Then absolutely. I told you my arena cheerleader story, right?
No.
I had 10 tickets for the Tampa Bay Storm when they played at I don't know, Thunderdome, is that what it was called back in the day? So we had the entire front row in the end zone.
Okay.
And I called ownership to complain to get the cheerleaders out of the way so I can watch the game.
I'm not going to a Tampa Bay Viper game with you then. I'm not going to lose my seat unless Anthony Rumble Johnson wants it.
The difference is
I will let him have it.
The difference is you will be in a seat at Tampa Bay Viper games.
Oh.
I'll be in the press box.
Oh, well, as long as I have a view of the cheerleaders, I'll be good.
Well, that's fine. I mean, if that's what you're going for, and I'm not saying I have a problem with cheerleaders. You know, matter of fact, Brunson, you know, who we didn't have on last week, I was really looking forward to, was a competitive cheerleader in high school. You did not know that, did you?
I did not know that. But it makes sense. I mean, those guys are athletes. They got
to tumble
and twist and splits.
He had an opportunity, a scholarship to wrestle and a scholarship to go into cheerleading. And, you know, so I'm not saying anything negative. I'm okay. I can watch it if that's why I'm going. You know, I've gone to cheerleading competitions. But if I'm going to the game, I'm going to the game to watch the game. Now, if the cheerleaders, which is a part of the game, don't get me wrong, but not during the game. And because of the way the field was set up, we were at ground level. So there's like 47 cheerleaders in the space of about a 6 by 2 foot space. So you can't see anything. Now, the other portion is, you know, balls that would bounce that go into the stands, you could keep back then.
Well, okay. So you don't want the cheerleader block the chance of you collecting a ball.
So I want to watch the game. And I want to get some footballs.
So. Who's your boy at the Lingerie Football League? What's the quarterback?
Bob Huco,
yeah. So that's how we solve the problem. We go to the lingerie football game, and then you're watching the girl, the action of the game, and the cheerleaders.
Have you ever been to a lingerie football game?
Oh, I have not, but I have dreamed.
I'll tell you what. There was a team here in Tampa. And I went out a couple times. We had a couple of the athletes on. And using the word lingerie wasn't fair to what these women did and how they played football. I mean, they were hitting. They were running. It was decent football. It wasn't awful. It wasn't NFL. But it was worth watching. It was football.
Well, I want to – is it still going on? Is Bob still running that league?
It is still going on. I don't know where teams are. You know, I do not know. I got to tell Scott Yeager that Michelle wants to get back on Challenge. Have you ever seen The Challenge?
No.
I haven't. My kids watch it. And it's very popular. And Scott has covered some MMA events, and then he, you know, drifted off and does this Challenge Mania, which is very successful. Very, very
nice.
So
now going back to TV and the Ryan Bader thing about the Family Feud, I believe you said that now that Steve Harvey's got involved, it's gotten a lot more like inappropriate or like, yes. But your boy Richard, what was his name? Richard Branson or Dawson?
Richard Dawson, who used to kiss everybody.
That guy used to. Do you know how illegal that show would be right now? Do you know how many protests there would be, like, if that show was like actually on TV today?
All he did was kiss him.
Yeah, but I mean, do you know how many people would accuse him of sexual misconduct or inappropriate behavior or harassment? I mean, that guy was a predator. But he's the greatest show host of all time.
Yeah, probably. If you watch it now, it is pretty out there.
But could you imagine today's modern TV show? Like the host is going up kissing every woman on the lips, on the mouth.
Well, and if you watched him when he was on Match Game, it's the same thing. You know, they still all run over and kiss him.
Yeah. It's just a different time, a different era, right? I mean, back when the golden era of Hollywood.
Yes. You are correct, sir.
I was just born in the wrong generation, I guess. That would have been a great show to have, a great gig, you know, with my announcing voice and all.
Trust me, you're not Richard Dawson.
I mean, I could be.
Could you, like, throw that phone against the wall or something?
We're busy. I don't know. You know, I went back to work, and now the restaurant's incredibly busy. And It's not my fault.
Maybe get some staff.
I would, but they keep passing away.
No, I thought of that at first, and I'm like, I'm going to hell anyway.
I mean, look, that's the fourth employee I've buried in 10 years. So,
is it really?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm not afraid to fight Anthony Rumble Johnson. Like, there's been less fatalities in combat sports than there has been in pizza.
That's not so true. That's not true.
Okay, and MMA. And the UFC. And UFC, when was the last time someone passed away in the octagon?
I believe never.
Well, there you go. Because I've seen people die in pizzerias. And we have knives and, you know.
So. How many of the four, how do I want to word this?
Oh, boy.
Did not do it to themselves.
I
mean, anybody pass away by natural causes or?
No natural causes. One was hit by, he was on a bicycle and got hit by a car and passed away at the scene.
Okay, that's awful.
One was in a car wreck and actually was a victim.
That's awful.
And one was a suicide and one was a overdose.
So it's 2-2.
2-2.
So you're batting 500.
500. So, yeah. But like I said, much safer to step inside the celebrity boxing ring with Anthony Rumble Johnson than it is to work at Tour de Pizza.
Do you really, truly think that you would be competitive against Rumble Johnson?
I wouldn't stand in front of him. I would stick and move. I would make him chase me.
Again, you're not sticking anything.
I would throw the left Stipe liver shots, because those obviously work.
Do you watch wrestling at all?
I don't watch it. I mean, I know wrestlers.
Do you know who Braun Strowman is?
Braun Strowman. Is that the guy that Rumble knocked out his tooth?
No. Braun Strowman picks people up and throws them across the ring. Literally picks them up. And that's what Anthony Rumble Johnson would do to you. Treat you like a rag doll.
Isn't that what Cormier did to Stipe? Didn't he hold him up in the air for 12 minutes?
Yeah, he did. Not 12 minutes. Yeah, he did. He had him up there, which, again, it's mind-boggling other than it's an ego. That's all it can be is an ego. I am going to beat you, and you've heard me talk about George Gagel. I'm not going to beat you at my best. I'm going to beat you at your best.
Of course.
That would be like you having a food cooking competition against a bread maker. Well, a bread maker's not right. Against a baker. Okay, so the most famous baker of all time, chocolate cakes, the great Duff. Isn't that his name?
The bagel boss versus Lenny Dykstra.
Well, that's something different, and we have a couple of seconds. We'll talk about it. But you're going to have a competition against the baking guy from Newark. I think his name's Buddy something. So, okay. But instead of him making a cake and you making a pizza, and then somebody being the judge to say which one is better, Buddy would make a pizza to go pizza versus your pizza.
Yeah, of course. No, I get the concept. I mean, yeah, you want to beat them at their best strength to show how dominant you are because you didn't use your best strength to win the game.
I think it's better just to go your strength and win.
And with a couple of minutes running out, we do actually have a UFC event this weekend in China. So I know we didn't really get a chance to talk about it, but this is UFC 157.
It is a shame because I would have loved to hear you butcher names.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, the Performance Institute, the UFC has three locations, Mexico, China, and Las Vegas. I think they're looking for Puerto Rico next, but they're definitely developing fighters in Asia. And obviously, I can't pronounce most of the names on the card, but
or any.
They have a lot of. I know Jamal Hill, but Jessica Andrade is putting up her title against Zhang. So, I mean, obviously, the names that we don't know is household names here, but I think the level of talent and the development of these fighters, I think it's gonna be an interesting card. I definitely think people should tune into it on ESPN Plus, and looking forward to that.
Well, you left one location of the Fighter Institute.
Oh, which one?
They are going to open one in Greenland.
Are they really in Greenland? Yeah. So they got some cheap dirt from them.
so that is definitely the plan. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll have the drawing at 11:59 tonight. And if Matt remembers, he will post it. If not, we'll get it done tomorrow. But we do have a couple more pair away that we're going to give away before the sale on Friday, and then we will have more tickets to give away after the sale. We'll also have some Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship tickets to give away as well. So I want to thank our guests. Thank you for your time, Ryan Bader, Johnny Bedford, and Michelle Watterson. Have a great time. I can't wait. I'm going to get the greatest steak made on planet Earth tonight in Atlanta. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Snap Zone. Hit me up.
Hey, guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.